Vassos and I were sort of mid-transaction. You missed out on this, Rachel. I'm considering buying Vassos's pinball machine from him.
Okay.
Because he's had the pinball machine for a while, and this always happens, you know. He's not using that much anymore, so he's vulnerable. And he says, you can have it for whatever I paid for it. It's like, well, that's not a deal. I'll just go and buy it off the guy with the whole, you know, service guarantee and things like that. And also, what are you going to do with it? It's just taking up space. It's not a deal. I'm going to give you what you paid for it.
But they've gone up.
No, they haven't gone up. You haven't checked they've gone up. You're just saying that.
No, they have gone up.
How do you know?
Because I checked.
What did you check?
Well, I bought it from a company in Bristol called Home Leisure Direct.
Right.
And they're very helpful there. You should get them from them, to be honest.
I'm going to. Don't worry about it.
And I went and had a look at the pinball machines that they've got on their website. You could do the same now.
Thank you.
And they're the same pinball machines when I bought them, which was in like March, April 2020, are now more expensive to the tune of almost $1,000 than they were when I bought
from
them.
From a retailer, but you're not a retailer. So if you try and sell that back to the... Okay, here's another thing, right? Yep. Home. What are they called?
Home Leisure Direct.
Home Leisure Direct. So you phone Home... Have you got an in? Do you have a voice on the other end of the phone to talk to, or is it an email situation?
No, it's a voice. Okay. And they give you advice and stuff. Okay. They're good.
Phone them up and say, how much to buy back my pinball machine? They're not going to give you what they're charging on the website, pal.
No, obviously not. They've got to make up a thing.
Exactly.
But I wonder what their margin is. I wonder if they'll give me back what I paid for
half.
Half what I paid for it?
Yeah, usually. That's how they make their money. Which is fair enough.
No, I think they're nicer than that. They seem really nice.
Anyway, the point is, I am tempted to buy, reluctantly buy Vassos's pinball machine off him. However, I did some research yesterday, Vassos.
Yes.
And you, how much you want? No, it doesn't matter. But it's X pounds you want for yours. Mm-hmm. Well, for X pounds plus a few more pounds, there is currently on the market for sale an incredible Hulk pinball machine.
Oh, that's cool.
Right, and what happens is, if you get to a certain point in your game, the incredible Hulk pops up and tries to grab your balls. He doesn't want a bit of that on a Friday night. Yes. Three or four bottles of something you fancy in. Which one is yours?
The Getaway 2.
Basically, Getaway 2? What's that? What is Getaway 2?
You're
Star Wars, you get Marvel, you can get Guardians of the Galaxy machines.
It's cops. You're escaping Getaway from the police.
They saw you coming,
blue
mate.
Blue lights come on. Multi-balls all over the place. If you go through the red light, you just have to watch it because balls start raining down on you. It's got one of those little roller coasters for balls that go round and round and round really quickly. It's really cool.
But Getaway 2, where's the franchise there?
Well, obviously, there was a Getaway 1, which did so well.
Has anybody heard of the film Getaway 2?
I don't think it's a film thing. I think it might just be a pinball thing.
Oh, you don't want that? You've got to have a friend. You've got to... Also for sale is an original 1964 Beatles pinball machine that plays Beatles songs the longer you can stay in play, right? Limited edition. Brought out in 1964. How many did they make?
64?
1,964.
How
cool is
that? Very cool.
It's a cool bit. It's a bit of a boring play, though, so I'm not going to go for that. But Getaway 2, compared to the incredible Hulk who pops up in the middle and tries to grab all your balls. I mean, that's
for the Hulk every day of the week.
But what are you going to do with yours? You clearly don't want it anymore.
Send it back to Home Leisure Direct.
Good luck with that. Okay, here's the deal.
Yep.
Okay, you can phone them up now. Home Leisure Direct, come on, we're giving you loads of plugs.
Yes.
Phone them up.
Yes.
Ask them what they'll give you back for it. And I will give you the difference between what they say and what you paid for it. Boom.
No, you could, if I will give you the pinball machine, if you'd like it, for what they will give me back for it.
Okay, let me phone them first then, in that case. Right, today's Absolute Class, please. So, see, the thing is with Vassos, and I've said this before, you know, he is the epitome of the... aphemism, how you do anything is how you do everything. So I know that when he says, they've gone up, I know that he's done no research into that whatsoever. And then he says, I've had a look on the website. Well, we've just looked on the website, Vassos, and clearly you haven't looked on the website because your pinball machine, they have another one for sale. So you know, demand, supply and all that. You know, it's go find another one. We just have. Because that's the best thing you can do, you know, when you're selling something, a vintage something or other, or anything indeed. You know, well, this is the price. Well, I'm not happy about that price. Well, we don't need to sell it and go find another one. Because if they can find another one, then they've got a comparison and then you have leverage and then, you know, they're in a negotiation lies. But first of all, they've got another one and it's cheaper than what you paid for yours.
Is it?
It's £3,700 or something like that.
Hang on.
No, now we're talking about money. So I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to say how much it costs, because pinball machines, champagne problems, and all that kind of stuff. But the point is, they have pinball machines on their website, less expensive than the price you paid for yours. And you're trying to railroad me. You're trying to hardball me. You're trying to muscle me into giving you your money back.
Actually, I just checked how much I paid for mine.
Yeah.
And
how did you do that?
Because I looked up the emails.
All right, good.
I did email. Homeless Direct, and I've got the receipt from sales at homelessdirect.com.
He's so pleased with himself because this sounds like some kind of semblance of organisation.
He's also bidding for the Homeless Direct voiceover.
Yeah!
I like the direct
bit. By the way, if they carry on selling pinball machines to people like you, they'll have a budget for an international advertising campaign. They'll have billboards on the A40.
I don't think it is that price.
Right.
But anyway, even if it is, I paid less than that.
It doesn't matter. I don't actually care. Right, two brews. Stop talking about the two brews in Marlow. It's hard enough. It's more there as it is, says Tom. Do you have a pinball machine?
I used to have one.
Right. Now, we some of us have had them. Some of us, if you've had one, you tend not to have it now.
Yes.
Vassis is going through he has it period.
Oh, bless you.
He bought it. He's got a little game shed in his garden. He built the game shed.
Nice.
Let's get a pinball machine. Because what happens is, I think this is the thought process, and I've only just realised this, and I could be wrong, spin note. Right. So I think that if you get a game shed or you've converted a house, a room in your house to some kind of den or whatever it may be, somebody leaves home, you think, let's have that could be a games room for whoever's still here, or people can come around, we can be the fun house. We can get people to come around. But you built a game shed, an entertainment shed, in your a leisure shed. What, how would you describe your shed?
Well, we built it and we thought that's the first thing bought for that was the pinball machine.
Yes,
but the pinball machine was then so fun, it never made it out of our family room.
I see. So is it not in the garden?
Nope.
Oh,
it's in our sitting room.
Well, this is a twist. This is a Lindsay-esque twist in the tail. Let me tell you, because if you build or you identify a space in your life as the game space, what a lot of people do then, you know, if they have it within their means, they will buy a vintage game, whether it's a vintage arcade game or a pinball machine, in case they've got the room wrong. Because if you put a pinball machine in, regardless of how much you've messed up the games room, if you plug it in, it starts flashing and beeping and singing away. It takes so much of the limelight. You know, you go, oh, yeah, this must be the games room. Take the pinball machine, it looks like, I don't know, your granny spare. Because you haven't... So you get the pinball machine. But then, when the pinball machine takes the early heat of, is this really a games room? Then the games room evolves and becomes more of a games room. The pinball machine is just in the way. You know, it's just not...
So you just put your drinks on it then.
Yeah, it's just unfair. It's like some kind of fallen one-hit wonder. It's not a fair situation for the pinball machine to be in. And that's where you are now with your pinball machine.
Although, because it never made it as far as... that room is now completely different at the end of the garden. So it's just in our life.
What's in that now?
Weights, a rowing machine. It's sort of Jimmy.
Yeah, we should all go. Gym. I mean, they've all got a sell-by date, haven't they? They've all got a fun-by date. Because you've come for the classic stuff, haven't you? This is all the stuff that you buy and you never...
Spin bike.
This is the leisure
the
equivalent.
Bike.
Yeah.
This is the leisure equivalent of the ice cream maker.
Yes.
Is what it is. But listen, because I'm considering buying Vassis's pinball machine from him. I think he should consider paying me to take it. Do you know, it's one of those things.
Give it to a good home.
That's a very good negotiating position, isn't
it?
It's
not terrible, is it?
Yeah.
It's quite a low anchor for you.
Start with you pay me.
Yeah.
And then we'll just pay the delivery and it'll be fine.
But Sally, I promise you we'll talk about your show in a minute. I'm going to give you the big intro. But here's the thing, right? I've chanced upon something else, Vassos, that could completely usurp any kind of potential transaction between you and I. Because in this upcoming live entertainment memorabilia auction, which is going to take place in the UK, even though it's an American-style auction, 9th to the 11th of November 2021, there's a Star Wars pinball machine, right?
Ooh.
With a low estimate of $2,000.
$2,000.
You want more than double that for your getaway too?
Yeah.
Get away with your getaway too. What is getaway anyway? This is a Star Wars pinball machine in perfect working order. Come on.
It'll go for more than that.
It might not. It might be asleep because auctions have their dips and their peaks and their troughs. It might be, depends what time it is. 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Sleepy, sleepy auction time.
You've mentioned it now though, so it definitely won't be a sleeper.
Why did I do that? I'm always doing this. Do you remember that morning I mentioned my the theory of relativity? Do you remember that? And then Einstein, obviously listening.
And he took all the credit.
I know. Well, and he patented it.
Yeah.
Right, let's talk to Sally Lindsay. All you can hear is bang on about the fact your pinball machine is worth more now that you want to sell it than you pay for it. Just take me through that thinking one more time.
Well, it's worth more because they are selling one on their website.
Yes.
Should we give them another mention?
Nope.
Home Leisure Direct.
Okay, yes, we can. As long as they give Brett and I a tickle in our ongoing negotiations, which have been since we mentioned them the first time we called them up saying, Vassas is going to sell his unless you want to sell us one of yours.
I think you should get it from them.
What?
Because they deliver it, they check it.
Just take me through the thinking of why you think yours is worth more now than you paid when you paid for it, when you bought it, rather.
I bought it from this company, the same company, and I won't mention them again, 18 months ago, for an amount of money that's significantly less than the amount of money that they're selling the same thing for now.
So why is yours worth more than you paid for it?
Because of what I just said.
Right. How you do anything is how you do everything. Yes. Okay. Something is only worth what people will pay for it. Nobody's bought that one that they have for sale. Nobody's bought yours. So yours is only worth more when you sell it successfully to someone.
Details, schmittails.
It's called market forces.
Yeah. In my head.
No, yeah. Yes.
In my head, it's plated in gold.
Well, it's worth like almost double what I paid for it. Why? Because nobody's bought it yet for that. Well, then it's not, is it?
Well, what is money?
Conceptual.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so you'd rather barter. Is what you're saying.
Oh, I like a bit of bartering.
Okay, well, let's do a swap shop.
Okay.
My tandem for your pinball machine.
No deal.
Oh, that was an immediate response.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because I'd never ride it either.
Because you don't want a tandem.
I like the idea of a tandem.
No, but you don't want a tandem.
Not much,
right,
no.
But you don't want a pinball machine.
No, I'm happy to have it. I'm happy to have it. But I'm not desperate to sell.
Clearly. Which is a good job, mate, let me tell you. Are you desperate to keep?
No.
Well, that's unfortunate.